Being in a World of Debt. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Borrowing allows more immediate gratification, and humans like that. A new report from the International Monetary Fund finds that all that borrowing, whether individuals, companies, or governments, has resulted in an all-time planet-wide record, $184 trillion in debt for last year. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has details.
That comes to $86,000 per person, according to the IMF. It's like saying everyone in the world owes one super luxury BMW's worth of debt.
That level of debt comes close to 2.5 times global output.
Sonia Gibbs of the Institute of International Finance.
So it's a tremendous amount, and in many ways is kind of a dead weight for global growth.
On the other hand, it's not as if that debt is evenly divided. Harvard economist Carmen Reinhart thinks the big global number isn't all that meaningful. She says you have to look at who's holding debt. More than half of it's in the U.S., China, and Japan.
Those countries have problems with debt, but it's not the immediate ticking bomb that it is in countries that are tiny, but their debts are more than they can handle immediately.
The IMF says the biggest culprit is not government, but the private sector, which has tripled its level of indebtedness over the past 70 years. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Let's check markets. The 100-share index in London is down 0.9%. The Dow and S&P futures are each down 0.9% as well. And in China, stimulus notwithstanding, fresh data show the economy there is slowing. For instance, factory output hit a 3-year low for last month, and retail sales growth is the lowest in 15 years. There's news today that China has made good on a promise from the Argentina summit this month and is canceling retaliatory tariffs on cars for the next 3 months. What could the likes of Uber or Lyft do for the healthcare system? From our bureau in Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Hello, this is Tess at Ride Connection. I'm returning the call.
This agency, based in Portland, links people who don't have a car or can't drive with free rides.
What kind of ambulatory assistance you're going to need?
Many clients are elderly or disabled, and Ride Connection may be their only way to get to a doctor's appointment or the pharmacy, says Executive Director Julie Wilkie.
Those that we serve, they can't necessarily afford a taxi on their own or Uber or Lyft.
And that could actually be a financial opportunity for ride-sharing companies. That's because increasingly, insurers are willing to pick up the tab for trips to get medical care. And a lot of patients miss appointments, upwards of 30%, according to a report by SCI Solutions, a healthcare technology firm. Lyft executive David Baga cites that same report.
And these missed appointments cost the healthcare industry over $150 billion a year.
That's from wasted time and effort, and patients who miss appointments getting sicker. Both Uber and Lyft are investing in their healthcare businesses, hiring key executives, and developing new systems to provide non-emergency medical rides.
Patients are not calling these rides from their own Lyft app. The health system or the provider arranges them through Lyft Concierge.
That's an app that allows, say, a doctor's office to order up a ride for a patient. Lyft told CNBC recently that its medical rides tripled over the past year, and it sees the potential for more growth. Sandy Markwood at the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging says getting to medical appointments is the highest transportation need for most older adults.
What's going to be key and critical is being able to have trained drivers who understand people who have limitations.
There was a woman I picked up who was elderly and needed help putting on the seatbelt.
Jared Hines has been driving for Uber and Lyft in Portland since 2015.
And it was somewhat awkward in the sense that, I was following her cues to say, okay, now I need to reach around you to put the belt in the buckle, etc.
Hines welcomes more medical ride business, but has some concerns.
What if somebody actually, goes into some more serious physical condition while they're in your car?
David Baga says Lyft isn't planning specific driver training for medical rides. He says the company's focusing on routine trips to get more people to the doctor on time. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace is more than a radio program. As a nonprofit news organization, we strive to provide a public service that fulfills a vital mission. Now is the time to show that you value what you learn from Marketplace. Invest in the news you trust, and your donation will go twice as far, thanks to our friends at Candida. Give today at Marketplace.org and keep reliable, independent journalism going strong. Thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Apple has announced it'll spend $1 billion on a new office complex in Austin, Texas, a city that's been growing dramatically over the last few decades. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from KUT in Austin on what this means for the Texas capital.
Austin is already home to more than 6,000 Apple employees, the most outside of its headquarters in Cupertino, California. Apple says it'll add at least another 5,000 jobs in Austin and will become the city's largest private employer. Roger Kay, president of the tech research firm Inpoint Technologies, says doubling down on Austin makes sense.
A lot of the population there now is tech-oriented, so this is just a great population base to build on.
Also, average home prices in Austin, while they're rising quickly, are much lower than in San Francisco or New York. Patrick Moorhead runs More Insights and Strategy, a technology consulting firm based in Austin.
Austin is a great place to live. It has the talent. It's really, really fun. Millennials and Gen Z love it.
He says Austinites are sure to complain about cost of living increases in traffic because of all the expansion, but says residents, himself included, need to understand that these jobs help build the city's economy, and tech firms aren't leaving town anytime soon. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
So that's Austin. Culver City and San Diego, California, Seattle, Boulder, New York, and Pittsburgh will also get some serious Apple jobs over the next 3 years. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producers are Miguel Contreras and Redmond Caralipio. Our engineer is Brian Allison, tickling the ivories on the console there today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.